last point.
What type of life outlook that Vedic outlook or contemporary outlook brings for individuals and for the world? See, that type of life, Darwin's outlook, leads to eat, drink and be merry philosophy. It actually makes people greedy to just make more and more money, more and more corruption, cutthroat competition, illicit behavior, all that. Because, see, many people may tell you that if my ancestors are apes, then monkeys are actually having dozens of partners. Therefore, in America, you find, you know, many times people leave one partner and change to second, third, fourth, fifth and so on. One American actress, I heard, she had 27 marriages she had. Divorce and marriages, out of which four times she divorced the same person. You know? So, why? Because if this is the script or the outlook they have, then anything is alright, you see. On the other hand, you find the Vedic outlook teaches you how to be harmonized with nature, who is mother, and God, who is father. How to align with mother and father, nature and God. We have one lecture called Man, Nature and God. Nature is mother, God is father, we are children. So, how we should not exploit the environment, how we should align with God's laws, and we are like these children, we should live a proper life, you see, life of morality, satisfaction, honesty and everything. So, we can have God-centered communities with people having love, trust and mutual respect for each other. And that is actually Vedic worldview.